Okay, morning, Boker Tov. We're holding Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Ambeis, Kuf Nun Aleph Ambeis. We're a few lines off the bottom of the page. We're in the middle of, we just started Agadah Gemara. This is the sixth to last plot of the Masechta. The whole Daf Kuf Nun Beis is going to be Agadah. We started the Agadah of the Gemara discussing how to tend to Meisim on Shabbos. So the Gemara now discusses when people die. So our Gemara primarily is going to focus today on both the deterioration when a person, as they're dying, and then ultimately after mace, after the person does pass on, the status, what happens to the body. Before that, we still have just a few lines of Gemara relating to the cycle of life within different families of wealth and poverty. But just two quick points on yesterday's daf, two quick points. One, after the shir, Liza pointed out, we had discussed that Amir Yisrael is mutter. We discussed that Amir Yisrael is mutter. For Yid, one Yid could tell another Yid that what's within your tchum, please, as my Paris, go watch it for me on Shabbos. And the second Yid's allowed to do it, even though the first Yid couldn't go that far because it's out of his own tchum. So the Yid's commanding another Yid to do something that he himself can't do, but the other Yid could do, and it's mutter. So that would be like similar to an idea of Amira, Amir Lakam. Yet we say Amir Lakam is a gzeira, but Amir Yisrael is no gzeira. So we said the practical enough community is, let's say one person accepted Shabbos, the other person didn't accept Shabbos yet, it's early. So the one who already accepted Shabbos is allowed to ask the Yid who did not accept Shabbos to do Malacha for him. That's a scenario of Amir Yisrael. Another case we actually didn't bring up in the Shias today is, let's say, Yantav Sheni Shigolis in Eretz Yisrael. If someone, a chusnik, is living in Eretz Yisrael, he's keeping 2 days Yantav, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is keeping 1 day. So the asking the Bnei Yisrael to do malacha on the second day of Yom Tov, which is not Yom Tov, it's a regular day for the Israeli, would be the same idea. It's Amir Yisrael. So we're saying in our sugya that it's permissible. So which we pointed out, whereas by an Akam, Amir Akam, of course, is prohibited, even though Guy has no Shabbos either, but it's us to ask Guy to do malacha for the Shabbos. So one point of clarification that Lizer brought to my attention after this year, that even though we're saying Amir La'akim is prohibited, in the same case that would be Matar Amir Yisrael, namely on Erev Shabbos, when one person took on Shabbos early and the other person didn't take on Shabbos yet, in that case, Amir La'akim is also mutter. It's poor in Halacha that Amir La'akim is mutter, till through Bein Hashmashas. So for the first few minutes after Shkia, even the first 13 minutes after Shkia, one is allowed to do Amir La'akim. Their abundance gezeira of Amir La'akim didn't apply by Azman, which is not for sure Vade nighttime, not Vade Shabbos. Certainly, if one takes on Shabbos early, so it's not really, it's not. Again, for him it's Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos in the Veld yet, for the world at large. It's not Shabbos yet, that Amir La'akim would not be Usher. Yes, Leon? And Ben Hashmashas, you're not Makal Shabbos? Of course you are. Ben Hashmashas, I understand, yeah, but he's still a Kabbal, yeah, that's no, yeah, I'm sure that's the case. Maybe someone says, Leon Yisvara, that Ben Hashmashas is more of a subject, but again, I think the general consensus is that until nightfall, one, I don't mean says, but until after Ben Hashmashas, one is allowed to ask a guy, Amir Lakam is permissible. So ironically enough, in the case where we said Amir Yisrael is permissible, it would be Mut Amir Lakam as well, but for a totally different reason, a totally different concept. Okay, the other point of just clarification from yesterday, is that we said that a person in their, when they're on the throes of death, if one is going to close the person's eyes before they actually die, that aids, that can speed up, that can be like putting out the flicker of the candle. It could be the act of finalizing the person's death, and the person is Shefich Damim, the Mishnah called it. So the Yireim learns, it means literally, the person is a murderer. However, Ramesha brings, again, the Gemara, the Mishnah's purposely calling the fellow who does such a thing, closing the eyes of someone who's not fully dead yet, and it may perhaps hastening his death, or even touching the body, doing other stuff as well, is like a shefer tamim, meaning we should be very careful to refrain from doing it. It's a very, very serious potential chait. But to call it real shvichas damim, it's more like a keilu shefer tamim. This person was imminently about to die anyway. Again, we're not saying that it's a proper thing to do, but the point is, Ramesha Feinstein brings from the Peskim that we wouldn't call the guy a Ritzeach. We wouldn't call the person who did Mamish a Ritzeach. He wouldn't be Chayv Misa. It just means that it's a Keilu Shefich Dam, not Mamish Shefich Dam. Okay, so we're in the middle of Gemaras where we're discussing the cycle of poverty, that this family may be wealthy today, but in the cycle, eventually the same family that's wealthy will have poverty, and other families that have poverty will have wealth. So we had a story. I'm not sure if we read everybody's story yesterday. If not, we're going to pick it up from Amalei Rechia Lidvisayu.
Right, just the bottom of the page. Eight lines off the bottom of the page. Amar b'chibur d'visayo. Kiyosa anya akdemile rifta kihech lekam l'baneich. When an ani comes to the door, be quick to give him bread, in order that when your children, he's saying this to his wife, when your children are poor, they'll be quick to get bread. Amar lei melat kalayit zlu. You're cursing our children that they should be poor? Amar lei no. Kra kaksiv. It's a pasuk. I'm not cursing them. It's a metzias. That somehow, whether it's our children, or our grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, somehow in our descendants, there'll be poverty. Because the pasuk says, "Keep the galal hadavar hazeh v'tarn de'bei b'shmol." What does that mean? Galgal hu shechayz b'elam. It's a galgal. It's a wheel. It's a cycle that revolves in the world. That if one person is poor today, he's going to be wealthy later, and vice versa. The person who's wealthy today will be poor at a later date. Tanya, Rabbi Eimer, v'naslecha rachamim rechamecha v'herbuchad pasuk says, Hashem will put upon you rachamim. He'll show compassion to you and he'll multiply you. What's this double rachman? It's called rachamim abrius, rachamim v'nav shemayim. V'chol she'enim rachamim abrius, em rachamim v'shemayim. So this is just to prove to Rav Chiya's notion that if you help poor people right away, then when our children are poor, they'll get helped, because that's how we touch the double lashon of rachamim in the pasuk. That one is rachamim abrius, he'll have rachmanis show upon him from Shemayim. One who's not Rachman Abrius, Rachmanas will be shown upon him from Shemayim. Quick chazara of drasha. We've said from the in this pasuk. I think it's from the Netziv. We said this idea. The pasuk over there is talking about by the parsha of Ir Nidachas. It's talking about parsha Ir Nidachas. The one who kills out a city of Ir Nidachas, and the pasuk says Hashem will give you Rachmanas v'richamcha. What is that double lashon? So we explained back then is that when a person does an act of killing out Ir Nidachas, he takes away from his own nature a certain element of rachmanis, because he has to kill people. He's doing an act of killing people. He's now ingrained in himself a certain level of an ability to be extremely violent and to be harmful to people. But he did a b'teres mitzvah, and it doesn't pass that from a mitzvah he should lose this good character trait of rachmanis. And therefore the pasuk is saying two things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'll give rachmanas on you that other nations won't come destroy you for killing out the Nidachas, and I'm going to put back the rachmanas, the element that you lost, the rachmanas that you gave up by trying to, by being mekayim mitzvahs, that level of rachmanas, that level of natural rachmanas that a person has, he'll get it back, he won't lose it on account of doing a mitzvah, a beautiful pshat from the Netziv on that pasuk. Okay, actually, now we get back to describing the when a person dies, how his body decomposes. Actually, Techshach, before the sun and the light get dark, Zupetachas B'chaitim refers to the forehead and the nose. A person's face in general, we're going to see in this leafy lines, it shines, it gives off the shine of life in his body, it gives off the shine of life, and as he gets older, like the forehead, as when the person's younger, is like shiny, and the skin is very tight, and as he gets older, it gets less shiny, and it gets more wrinkly. Vayarech v'nu neshama, then the pasuk continues and says the moon, that refers to the neshama leaving the, when it's losing its flicker, akachavim l'salsais, and the stars, that refers to the cheeks, that refers to the eyes, the person's eyesight becoming weak. We'll discuss this for a few lines, that goes after tearing, meaning the weeping a person does in his lifetime, the weeping he does, we'll see weeping for specific things, for more for tzaras, but the weeping that he does, that actually diminishes his eyesight over time, that causes his eyesight to get weak. This tearing which causes damage, whatever damage is caused till a person is 40 years old, that damage is repairable. The fluids itself replenish, and the damage is impermanent. After 40 years old, lehadra, that doesn't return. Whatever fluids are lost through tearing, through a person crying, are causes to some extent permanent damage. From Rav Nachman, hay kuchla ad arba shana marviach. Until a person's 40 years old, this kuchla is some type of potion that they put in the eye. It helps repair the person's eyesight. Mekamelech afilu mali kavis and the grida. Afterwards, even if he puts in a large amount that fills up the beam of a weaver, and he applies it to the eye, ukbi mukim, it could preserve the eyesight. It helps the eyesight stay from getting worse. However, avuchi lemarviach, it doesn't improve it till 40. Putting the salve on could actually improve the eyesight. After 40, it doesn't improve it anymore. It just maintains. My kamashma, what's this chiddush? Meaning, what was he alluding to with this? Even if you put on enough that you use the weaver's beam, what's the message in that? To come down the kuchla tefei mali. It's coming to teach us the thicker that the kuchla, this potion, that's the salve that's put on the eye, the better. So we're using the weaver's beam as an example of spreading something thick. That's why it was used as an example to teach us that when it's helpful. Again, helpful to either restore sight to a person who's under 40 or to maintain sight to a person who's over 40. When it's helpful, it's helpful. The thicker the one applies, the better. Says the Marvaiter regarding tears. If Chanin is shchivele, brat, if Chanin Nebuch lost a daughter, lehavik b'kabachle, he didn't cry over his daughter. Amalei to Yisrael, his wife said to him, Tanagos afikas b'beischa, is it just a chicken that left the house? Like a chicken dies, you don't shed tears. Is it just a chicken that left that you're not crying over? Amalei, so Chanin said, no, avada, I'm pained over her p'tira, and I want to cry. However, Tavla v'ivra, Tarti, Tavla v'ivra, I should suffer twice. I should suffer the avelus of losing children, and I should suffer blindness. Reb Chanina at that age was not so young anymore. And he said, if I cry, it's going to harm my eyesight. I don't want to have a double loss. So the pain is there. I'm just withholding the tears in order not to damage my eyesight. Some of the kiyad amar chayechem shem rabbeisim and katzarta. He held like this rabbeisim and said, in name rabbeisim and katzarta, sheish to my saying the six types of tears, shalosh afas shalosh rois. Three are good for the eyes, and three tears are actually good for the eyes. Three tears are bad for the eyes. Shal ashan of smoke, v'shal bechi of crying for like avelus, and top of the amma, top of kufnum beisim alf, v'shal beisakise. Rice are bad for the eyes, of the washroom. That's all bad for the eyes. That type of tearing. Shal sam. That which is done by medicine, shoschaik, of laughter, tears of laughter, vashaperis, and that which is comes out by peris, like cutting an onion or something, that is actually yafis, those are good for the eyes. B'yam Shiyazu, now we'll go back to we're continuing the psukim in Kehelas, which describe the decline of a person as he gets older and into the decomposition as a person dies. B'yam Shiyazu, v'shemir, b'abayis v'savu, on the day that the guards of the house will tremble, the pasuk continues, says, oh, the older powerful men will fall down, the grinders are going to be not be able to work anymore. The grinders won't be able to do any work, and their gazers won't be able to see through the windows. Says the Gemara, the Taicha of this pasuk. The day when the guards of the house tremble, that's referring to the flanks and flank bone and the rib bones. Visavo anshichayil elu shakim, that refers to the shakim, the legs, the powerful part of the body, the shakim. The grinders will be batal. That's going to be the teeth. The teeth won't be able to do their proper work. The teeth are going to be missing. There's going to be too few teeth to do the proper work. Chashua rais barubes, and the gazers won't be able to see through the windows. It's going to be dark. Alienim refers to the eyes, like we spoke about before. The eyes tend to start to diminish in their power as the person gets older. So the Kaiser asked, the Caesar asked Rabbi Shimon, why don't you go to Beis Avidan? If you remember, we had earlier in this Masechta, we discussed that Beis Avidan was a place where they used to have these debates, these philosophical debates. It wasn't Mamash a Beis Avidan Zara. There was a certain place with some that Amar didn't want to go because it was Beis Avidan Zara, and they gave excuses for not going. We're going to see over here also an excuse for not going. They gave excuses, I think it was Rava, gave excuses for not going. So some places were Beis Avidan Zara. This Beis Avidan wasn't necessarily Beis Avidan Zara, but they would try to, put forth their different dais, which sometimes could border on apikorsis, and the Lavacham didn't want to engage in getting involved with them. So the case is, why don't you go to Beis Avidan to have these philosophical conversations? Amalei, so he said, he used the excuse of old age, that's why it comes from Nagamara. Tur Tlag, the mountain is full of snow. Sachri Gliden, the surroundings are ice. Kaluvi, Len Chachim, the dogs don't bark. So just what this means is the mountain is full of snow. That means his beard is all white, and even the part that became ice, which is the surroundings, that's his mustache is also white, and the dog doesn't bark anymore. Techlin. So my voice isn't as strong. My grinders don't grind. My teeth don't grind like you used to. Basically, it's old age. Old age is causing not to be able to come to the Beis Avidan. Be Rav Amri Adla Avinda Bechshina. And the Beirav, they added that. Yeshua Bechanani also said that which I have not lost, I'm looking for. I'm looking for that which I haven't lost, I'm looking for. This two Malachim, what that means. Rashi says what it means is that I walk so hunched over that it looks like I'm looking for something even when I didn't lose anything. So that which I haven't lost, I'm looking for. It looks like I'm constantly looking for something from the ground because I'm so hunched over, bent over towards the ground. That's how Rashi learns. The Iyayam brings a different shot that it means literally old age also often comes with forgetfulness. That he was saying that I'm forgetful, that I'm busy looking for something that I didn't even lose. I can't remember where it is, so I'm looking for it, but really it's still in my pocket, it's still in my hand, it's still in its proper place, and I'm still looking for it. Okay, Tanya of Yasevin. So he was, back to the point, this excuse was he used old age as an excuse as why it doesn't come to the Beis Avidan. Tanya, but Beis Kisima, Aimer, Tava Treit B'tlas. Better two than three. Two legs are better than three legs. What does that mean? Because two legs is when a person is walking with his two legs by itself. Three legs means he needs a cane. Vaila L'chado Da'azlo V'yasei. Woe is to this which goes, leaves, and doesn't come back. Mayi, what's that referring to? Amar Chizda, Kesar Yankusa means youth. Youth, it goes and it doesn't come back, right? Youth goes and doesn't come back, as the expression that my father said for many years. Youth is wasted on the young. youth is wasted on the young. Youth goes, doesn't come back, and a person doesn't realize the power of youth until he gets older and no longer has that same strength anymore. Kesar Avdimi, Amar Yankusa Klele Dvarda, youth is the crown of the roses. Savusa Klele Dechilfa, old age is the crown of like the thorns. So youth is like represented by roses, and old age represented by the thorns. Tanam Mishmed, your mayor. Deik Bvchi Vitishkat Benagri, chew well with your teeth, and you'll find food in your nagi, in your steps. Shenemar, v'nispa lecha, and v'niya taiva v'ravle. We, you know, says we were satiated with bread, we lived well, we didn't see evil. Amalei Shmuel Arvuda, shenana, sharp one. Sari, sak v'ay lachmach. Open your sack, open your mouth, and let the bread come in. Arabra, m'shana, maichle, maili. 240 as taka, food's good, and meaning chewing up food. Solid food's good. You're talking about solid food being good for the body. You're right, but that's till 40. However, mekav elach, after 40, mishti mali, better liquids, better foods that are less solid is better for the body. Amalehu geizah l'Rabbi Yishuv Agarcha. Ahu geizah was a person. Geizah literally means rashness, was a sris. He was castrated. He was sterile. He couldn't have children, and we'll see later. He couldn't grow. He couldn't grow facial hair. He had limitations. But he also was. It's clear from the. I mean, it's not so clear from the story. But the first one explained clearly. He also was an apikiris. So he said he challenged Rabbi Yishuv Agarcha. Rabbi Yishuv Agarcha was Rabbi Yishuv Agarcha. Either because he himself was bald, Ben Kercha. Kercha means bald. So he was called Yishuv Makercha. His father's name wasn't Kercha, but he's called Yishuv Makercha because he was bald. Some want to say that he's the son of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva was bald. This old taste was about this that we pointed out in the past. So it says that what type of name to refer to Rabbi Kiva, his father, as being. First of all, this question historically, if that makes sense, that he could be Yishuv Makercha's son. But furthermore, a way to reference Rabbi Kiva is the bald one. It's insulting. And I remember every time I see that Taisvis, I say to myself, that till I saw Taisvis, I wasn't so insulting. Right? Only because you're saying, how can you come for Rekiva that he's bald? It's insulting. Now it's insulting. I didn't think it was so insulting till Taisvis said that it's an insult. But okay. But the point is that, Rabbi Yishuv Makercha, let's go, from our story's perspective, it fits very well that he himself was bald, and the name Ben Kercha was also because of that, because he had baldness, it wasn't necessarily his father's name. So that's going to be an important context in this conversation. Mehachal Karchina Kamahavi. So this apikaris, this instigator, said to him, from here to bald land, Karchina, to bald land, how far is it? Amalei, Kimachal Gezai. He said, oh, same distance from here to sterile land. He said back to him, this was sterile. From here, same distance from here to the land of those people that are cascaded. Amalei Stuki. So the Stuki said to Beshua, oh, so it says, I'm sorry, it says Klan Gemara. So he said, Beshua, Karcha, Barcha, Karcha, Barba, a bald person is talking about by the animals of the sheep. If it doesn't have hair, it's sold for 4 dinars. A sheep is sold for more than a goat. A sheep has more hair, it looks more robust, it's sold for more value typically than a goat. So the bald one is sold for only 4 dinars. Amalei, so we should say back, you're right. Ikra shlifa basamni. And if you have a castrated part of the flock, which doesn't engage relations, actually ends up being a very juicy type of meat. And on the contrary, that sells for 8. So he was saying he was giving him a praise that you sell for more, but by giving him a knock, again ripping the fact that he was sterile. Chazid le'asai masane. This min saw that Bishua was not wearing shoes. Amalei said to him, Dal sus melech. We have a saying as follows: one who rides on a horse is a king. Dal chamar ben chayyim. One who rides on a donkey is a regular ben chayyim, a free man. Who's benali bragli barinish. And the one who wears shoes on his feet, he may not be a free man, but he's a human. One who doesn't have even shoes on his feet, so that the chafer v'kavir tamei, the one who's dug and buried in the ground, is better off than him. And we had early in this pesachta, we spoke about the benefits of clothing. I think it was the benefits of clothing, and then we spoke out no matter how much a person should spend on his clothing, if he doesn't have shoes, sell his clothing to buy shoes. I think that's what we said. Sell his clothing to buy shoes. That's important. The shoes are, as a matter of fact, we're on pesachim and the kafir gimel says a person without shoes is like beni'is menudel shemayim. It's a certain a person is always supposed to make sure to have shoes. He's menudel. He's like in chayim l'shemayim if he walks around barefoot. So what's going on over here? What's taka pshat that Rabbi? That Rabbi Shimon didn't have shoes, says the Mefarshim, and he's not going to answer about the shoes. He's just going to rip him back about something else. What's the answer about the shoes? So you have the Marsha says it was Yom Kippur. It was Tisha B'Av. It was a day that we don't wear shoes. That's the Ma'aseh Shaya happened on a day that we don't wear shoes. And that's why he wasn't wearing shoes. As I answered to Marsha, Rakiv Endo wants to say that he had a makkah on his foot. We actually have Gemara in this Masechta as well, that a person goes out on Shabbos with a shoe on one foot because he has a makkah on the other foot. We discussed could be problematic because he may be, people may make fun of him and may cause him to take off his shoe or when Machlaik is back then, was the case where he's wearing the shoe specifically on the foot that has the wound, or he's wearing the shoe on the foot that doesn't have the wound, and when Machlaik is, in which case it's a problem to go out with one shoe. But the point is, there's a concept of having a makkah and not being able to wear a shoe, says Rav Amnon. That was the story over here, so it wasn't just Tam that he wasn't wearing shoes. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Shua Ben Karcha, back to this sterile person, Geiza, Klas Amili, three things you said to me, and Tlash Amit. And now listen to the three things I'm going to say back. Three things you said to me, you gave me three chaperais, now I'm going to answer you back with three things about your condition. Hadas Panim Zakin. The beauty of a face is the beard, which this person that was sterile couldn't grow. Simchas Lev Isha. The joy of a person's heart is his wife, which this person wasn't able to satisfy his wife, and Nachlas Hashem Banim, and the Nachlas of Hashem is the children that a person gets. Baruch HaMakash Racham Kulam. Blessed is Hashem who denied you from all three of these things. Amalei, so the guy was taka very bitten by Rishua ben Karcha's lines. Karcha Mitzyana, you're good with fighting. Amalei, Ikra Shilfa Techecha. He said, I'm good with fighting. You started up with me. You came to me and you provoked me. You call me good at fighting. You don't come and chepper me and say nasty lines and expect me to sit quietly like a top. It doesn't work that way. Okay, again, the context of this all came up because we were talking about people that are as they're aging. Okay, Zekhtar Mar Vaidar, Amarle, Rabbi Lepshim Ben Chalafta, Vidimalei Kabbalah Perech Bregel, why don't you come? Why don't we see you on Yom Tov? So your father used to come visit my father, so why don't you come visit us on Yom Tov? These small rocks are now like mountains. As I get older, it's hard for me to traverse these areas. That which seems close is now considered far. My two legs became three. That's the cane we referred to before. And that which promotes peace in the house is batal. It means the aver of the man, which helps make peace, is batal. Why is that relevant? So Farshu explained, because he said, if I would leave on Yom Tov to go away to visit you, so it used to be I had a tool with which to help create shalom when I got back home, and now I don't have another tool either, so I have to spend more time with my wife to compensate for the lack of being able to give her shalom and make her happy in that manner. The Iskiru Das, Meshuk, the Pasuk says, the doors in the street were closed. In the Kav Shadam, at first, in the orifice of a person, they'll be stopped up. The sound of the grinding is low. It means the stomach won't grind the food anymore. The Yakim will call Tipra, Shafilu Tipra, and Arta Mishnasai. Yakim will get up from the sound of the Tipra. Means when a person's older and the more alarmed, the more scared, even a bird, the chirping of the bird will awake him. That's funny. I thought the simple tachra B is that we know as people get older, they wake up earlier. They naturally, the bodies wake up earlier, so the chirping of the birds in the morning wake them up. I would think it's a simple tach. That's not what they learn. They explain it to mean that the chirping of the birds, he's scared of robbers. So even like any sound, he's confused. He becomes afraid that maybe it's a robber. All the singers are like a whisper because the hearing becomes shvach. Barzilei said to David, I'm 80 years old today. Can I distinguish between good and bad? At the senses of the older person, they become less in older age. Can I taste exactly what you're meaning to drink over here? We see from here that the taste of the lips of the other people literally means they're split, but they no longer have that same sensitivity to taste. Here we see again, do I hear the seeking of the officer of Sar Masaris? Like I said before, these Canaan's hearing gets weaker and they can't even hear properly that which the music and the noises of the singing. Rav says, even though it's possible these things, we know these are ma'aseh b'chayim, these things do happen to older people, but parzilei gladi shekar, he's a shekar, meaning saying it as a fact that it's automatic that old age causes this is the most nechamadik line of the soldaf, saying that these things are factual, they're all going to happen no matter what, is not true, because you have many cases where people are older and they still have these faculties, they still have a lot of these components of the body are still working properly. The Am Sadavi Rebbe, there was a maidservant in Rebbe's household, she was 92 years old, she used to be the taster, she would taste the food that was being cooked to see if it needs. Rebbe was a very wealthy man. Rebbe used to have, in his house. Of course, Rebbe didn't indulge in it, but the point is, it was obviously whoever was the taster of the house had a good job, an important job, to make sure that the food was tasted properly, and she was 92 years old, the taster, so you see clearly that a person could be of quite old age and still have a perfect sense of taste. Rav Amar Barzilei Gladi Shatav Bzimahavi, Rav says, another reason why Barzilei, you know, his faculties were diminished, like we're describing these psukim, Hitaka suffered that all these things, his hearing, his taste, and all that became weaker, because he was Shatav Bzimah, he was busy with Zima with Arizmus, with Arias, Choshev Zima, Zikna Confess Love. Here's the Klal. Someone who shut off Zima, Shtufe Zima, they old age taka takes upon them very suddenly. It causes physical deterioration when a person gets older. Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel Bar-Yosi Aymer, Talmidei Chachamim, Kol Ma'aseh Mezkanim, Mezaknim, Chachma, Tefes, Nitei Sefes Bahem. Shnemer B'Sheishim, Chachma, Vayachim, and Tfuna. Va'amearis, Kol Ma'aseh Mezkinim, Tipshis, Tefes Bahem, Shnemer Meis, Yisaf, Alamanim, V'Tavis, Ken Vikach. So Bait said, Talmidei Chachamim, as they get older, the Tfuna, the Chachma, the wisdom gets greater. And Amearis, as they get older, the tipshus becomes more prevalent with them. And the idea is very, 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 very basic idea. Talmidei Chacham, their focus in their whole life is on their, and this, the Maral really explains along these lines, that the focus of their whole life is on their mental, it's on their learning, it's on their knowledge. And therefore, the more knowledge they amass, the more wisdom they get as they get older, they actually rise and become a higher madrigal. And we know the G'day Le'adar, become G'day Le'adar, as they get older and older, they become more recognizable as the G'day Le'adar. Whereas the people whose lives are steeped, are busy, focused on physical strength and physical prowess and not mental and intellectual prowess. So as they get older, that physical prowess gets weaker and weaker, and therefore as the whole das component of life is secondary, and therefore they become more tipshim. I used to actually think that this beautiful taich, maybe I saw it somewhere, but I think it was my own, in Mipnei Seiva Tukum. The pasuk Mipnei Seiva Tukum, because of old age, get up. It's a musr, Mipnei Seiva Tukum, before, Mipnei Kibilashanav, before old age, get up. A person should get up and be proactive in his learning before old age, because as people age, you see, people who have a Gemara, people who have an appreciation for a Daf Gemara, for a Chumash, for a Navi, for a Shulchan Aruch, so as they get older and the physical activities of life, whether it's business, whether it's other activities, as those wane and he doesn't have the, you know, the strength or the ability to engage in those, he can still sit by a chair, sit by a table, and sit by a Gemara and learn. So that's just a practical reason to become comfortable and enjoy learning, because it's something that carries a person through all ages, even as they get older. Now the Archaim HaKadosh, yes, famously, it's a very nice concept that we're saying, that when it comes to intellect, people get older and the Chachma keeps getting stronger and stronger. But we know it's not true. We know Lamaisa, maybe even the example I gave with the Gedalim, even the Gedalim Adar, if you ask them themselves, they'd probably say that their prowess in learning and their strongest levels were 30 years ago when they were in their 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Now we're in their 80s and 90s. That's not when they had the strongest levels of learning. Maybe now they're the Gedalim Adar, but their strongest level of learning, for the most part, they'll typically tell you, was many years ago, their kayach of remembering was better, their sharpness was better, not that they lost it all, necessarily, and we do find people that actually do lose it, their minds do diminish further. Says the Rechaim, asked the question, the Mefershim tend to this question, and the simple answer they give is, and Rechaim, there's a difference between, you know, extreme aging and mild aging. As a person gets older, chachma is a thing which instead of dissipating and getting weaker very quickly, it still gets stronger. And even if what a person may lose in his sharpness of his memory, he still has in his overall wisdom and intellect still could be at his peak, even as he's way past his peak. If we call a person's peak in his 30s, I'm just saying that because Mark kept referring to a 40-year-old as being, you know, over the peak. So in terms of chachma, his peak could still very easily be in his 40s and 50s could be his peak. Whereas when a person gets much older, it could be he also everything, you know, deteriorates as a person gets older. It just means that chachma, as opposed to the physical, lasts much longer and still gets stronger as a person's physical is already getting weaker. That's a simple answer to the Derech Chaim's general question. Okay, says Rav Eiter, gam megayva yiro. Even if they fear heights, shafilu gavshushes katana daimlof kari harim. Even small mounds appear to them like highest mountains. We know, like the balance is not as good, and therefore even climbing on small hills is difficult. V'dachtim tikderech, and the terrors of the road. Whereas the mibshash hamalich b'derech nasle tvaim. When he walks the road, he's full of worries. V'yinat sashekets zu klivaisis, and the almond tree blossoms. It's referring to the hip as the hip deteriorates. V'stakachal of ilu agaves. That's referring to the rear end. V'safra avinet zuchemda. That refers to the suffer of Yaina, that the Avyaina fails, that refers to his Taiva Fanashim. The Taiva Fanashim starts to fall away as he gets much older. Of Kana, have a Pasuk Sidra comedy. Rav Kana was saying a Pasuk of a Psukim in front of Rav Kimat, like Ron, who reaches the Pasuk of Kaelas. So Nagiv Asanach, he gave out like a sigh. Amar Shbamina, but Lechem to Rav. When Rav Kana said this Pasuk, Rav gave it a sigh. So Rav Kana said, it's pretty knicker that he was giving like a knowing sigh that he's lost the Taiva Fanashim in his old age. Amar Rav Kana. Referring to Zuisha. This relates back to, we just spoke about desire of man for woman. So we go to this pasuk, which we say in Yichavid, he said, and it came to be. It's referring to the type of Renisha. That's the children that come out from the relationship with the Ishatana. Isha's chem demalei saya. Says the Braisa, very interesting concept. A woman is like a jug full of excretions. And her body's full of blood. Meaning these are two physical things that are true. A woman excretes from her body, which is, that's for humans. And she has a cycle where she bleeds every month. Really, it should be something that would be repulsive, not something that men are that people should be attracted to. Yet, Akash Baruch Hu put it to the world, Hakol Ratz and Achorei, put it to the world that everyone chases her in spite of these things that would seemingly not be appealing. So this seems to be the part the Gemara is moving over. We're going back to the Pesukim there, but we're moving over now from the deterioration that a person has as he gets older, physical deterioration, until he dies, now moving over slowly to the actual death and to the next world. So every tzaddik gets a dwelling place based on his covet, based on what he earned in this world. It's mashal to a king who went together with the servants into a city. When they go into the city, they all enter through the same gate. They come to the city the same way. When they go to dwell, then you get to see who's who. The king gets to sit in and gets to dwell in the palace or the presidential suite, and the avadim get to dwell together in bunk beds, like based on their level. So to a person based on his level of loftiness, they reach this world, that'll be his mother in the next world. Rabbi Yitzchak, Meidach Sivkiya, Yaldus, Vashachris Hevel, youth, and again, also, Shachris means also when a person's young and things are black, like his hair is black, his waist is Hevel. Things that a person does when he's young cause his face to get black when he's old. Things that he does that aren't healthy cause his face to be blackened when he gets older. That's one simple taich. Or it means, which Rashi learns, it means having too much relations, which you said before, having shtufei zima, having lots of relations can weaken a person when he gets older. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, it means it causes his face to get black, meaning he's embarrassed of his actions that he does. When he gets older, he's embarrassed of the typhus that he went after when he was younger. Vamar b'yitzlik. Kashri milameis k'machal k'vas l'chai. We've had this more elsewhere. Worms in the mace that's buried is kashri for him like needles in a live person. That's how painful it is for the mace. The first one discussed, we know, Shedemo, let's go to the puzzle first. Shedemo achbasar elav yichav. His basar for him will be pained. We know that a mace, Ravazias, we know mace, we have discussions about this. Mace don't have feelings. The mace aren't alive. They don't have feelings. So he says, it's a spiritual pain. It's a spiritual pain for the various that he's done. He's being pained. The worms going at his body actually doesn't literally mean a physical pain. The mushroom we give is like needles on a live person, but it's really more of a spiritual pain. Amar Chizda, Nafshe Shaladam Sabels Olav Kol Sheva. A person's nefesh, his soul mourns over him for the 7 days following his death. Shenem after a person dies, Shenemar V'Nafshe Olav Tavol. Uksiv Yas Lavev Avil Shivis Yam. So of a level, 7 days of avails. So the nafshe on the person is ma'avil for how long? For 7 days. Amar Vida, Mace She'en Le'Menachem. A mace who has no people that are mourning after him. There's no one. There's no relatives to mourn. Halcha Masar Bnei Adam V'Yeshvim Kaimai. 10 people go and sit in the place where the person died, and they do an act of for 7 days they're misavel over the maze. Obviously depends where the person died. If the person died like in a public place which you can't sit there, or in a hospital, then you find another place. You go to where the person's buried, or you go to his house. You go to a different place to perform this mourning. There's a person died named Yehuda Leib Nachman, and there's no one there to mourn over the person that died. Top of a maze. Every day, Rebbe Yehuda go with a group of 10 people. If you ask Rebbe Yehuda to sit in the morning place, after 7 days, the dead person kept Rebbe Yehuda in a dream. You should have peace of mind because you caused me to have peace of mind. Amar Ravo, anything that's set up for the mace, Yehuda, the mace knows until they close the casket, until they put the stone over the kura, the mace is present and he hears everything that's being said. Chadam Achi is still a because still they close up the coffin. The Chadam Achi Yisakabas until the flesh decomposes, the mace knows what's going on. Mandam Yisakabaser Dechsev Achbaser Elav Yikav Venafshel Elav Tavu. We just spoke about the baser, the baser feeling the pains of the pain in the flesh of the dead person. So we say that the mace is around till the flesh decomposed and he knows what's going on. Madam Shisugel till the coffin's shut. Tichsev Yashav Afra Aretz Kishayeh returns. He'll return to the earth as it was, and then the spirit returns to Pascha finish it off. And then the spirit returns to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Once it's covered over, then the spirit returns to Hashem. If you remember, we had in brachas Hamachleikus whether the mason knows what's going on, whether the person that was kicked out of his house for giving away the too much money to the stock or something, and he went and he slept in the Beis Hakvaras, and he heard the conversation between the two girls, and it was a good stock tip about when to plant and when to which revia he should rely on. Remember the whole story, and then we discussed this: is the raya for the story that the mason know what's going on in this world? So again, knowing when the rain season was, that's Himmeldick. But knowing about a certain fight that happened in this world, that was a raya that the mason do what's going on. Agamar seems to be machloikus. The Agamar says they know what's going on. The mace, but for different, varying periods of time, either till the burial is complete or till the body decomposes. Tanaban. The ruach tashav elokim ashenasa. The ruach goes back. That's the end of the pasuk we just quoted. The ruach goes back to the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it. That was the Madamar says that once the person is buried, he's returned to the earth. Then he no longer knows what's going on. Tana. Give it back to Gosh Baruch Hu, the way it was given to us, Betara, the body was given to, the spirit was given to the body, Betara, Afad Betara, so too should be given back to Gosh Baruch Hu, Betara, Mashal Malchus of Dam, Shechilik, Big De Malchus, Afad of his Mashal to Malchus of Dam, a king of flesh and blood who gives Big De Malchus, he gives it as a, he gives them to his Afadim to see how they treat it. Pichim Shabam, Kupal Menuchim Akupsa. The Pichim, they don't wear it all the time, they place it in a safety deposit box, they keep it, it's Big De Malchus. The Tipshim, they go and they use it for regular malachas. The Yaman, what happens? Eventually, Bikesh Hamelech as Caleb. After a certain amount of time, the Melch asks back for his Caleb. Pichashim, the Pichim give it back nice and pressed and in a perfect condition. Tipshim, the Tipshim give it back all dirty and worn out. Samech Hamelech Lekres Pichim, he's happy to greet the wise people, the wise servant that knew how to deal with it. Al Pichin Amar. And the custom, the Tipshin, he's angry at the Tipshin. A Pichin Amar Yunasu Kli Aitzer. To the Pichin, he says, okay, now I'm going to let these people be in charge of the things in my royal warehouse. And they go back to the house b'shalom. Tipshin Amar Kli Yunasu Lekavis. The garments that they gave me, they can't go back into my chest of fancy things. It has to be given to the launderers to clean. And the people that mistreated the stuff of the king goes into Beis Asurim. It's obviously a mashal to Gan Eden and Gehenim. And the people who treated the stuff for the Neshama properly go into Gan Eden. The people who didn't, unfortunately, will go elsewhere. The soul is connected to the Tzur of Chaim. There's no Shalom Hashem says about the Rishayim. And on the souls it says, the soul of the enemy, Hashem should send it from Hallow's wing. It gets thrown around Hallow's wing. We'll see more about that coming up. They're hidden under the kisei kavod. V'shenemar vayisa nefesh adayni yitzur b'tzur b'tzur chayim. It should be tzur bundled together with life, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate source of life. V'shel rishayim zaymes vayochas. We have the souls of rishayim. Those are locked up, so to speak. They're locked up. What does that mean? Malach echad ayim b'seif aylam. What malach says on one side of that world? Malach echad ayim b'seif aylam. They have a football catch. They set at opposite ends of the world. Umakam shvas tazan. And they throw the souls back and forth. Apparently, it's a very painful thing for the souls. That's opposite the souls of rishayim. V'shenemar v'snefesh avecha yiklena b'seif kafa kela. It was like slung in the hollow. It was slung from the hollow of the sling. Amalei Rabbi Reb Nachman shel bein lemai. So you told me that the Rishayim, they throw them back and forth, and the Tzadikim, they get to dwell tachas kisei kavod. That represents the extremes. What about the Hamainam, the Beinim? What happens to them after they die? What happens to their souls? Amalei Ika Shchivina Leamri Luchu Haimilsa. If I would have died, I wouldn't be able to tell you this anymore. Hakam Shmuel, it's good that you asked before I died. Hakam Shmuel, Elu Beelu Duma Nimsarim. By the way, that'll be Shtigoraya. maybe it's just because lack of communication with the dead, but it almost sounds like the dead are no longer able to connect with this world. Okay. Amalei, Ika Shechina Le Amir Le Musa. Hakam Shmuel, Elu Beelu Duma Nimsarim. All these souls, both the souls of the Rishayim and the souls of the Beinim, are given over to the Malach Duma. Remember, Dach Mum Duma we had elsewhere is the Malach of all the Neshamas, and we have to make sure that all the souls, Ein David Ba, until all the souls are going to be distributed out of the Malach Duma has to put them into the world until Mashiach comes. Halalu Yesh Manayach, those of the Beinim will get Manayach. Halalu Ein Manayach, so they're all given over to Duma, but those of Beinim will have rest. Those who are not of Rishayim will actually not have rest. They'll be thrown back and forth. Even the bodies of tzaddikim will eventually become earth. It says the man will return to the dust shall return to the earth as it was. We know where did a person come from. Adam was created afar min adama, and it says it will return to the dust the way it was. That's talking about even tzaddikim, even all of mankind will return to the earth. It says Gemara, a story based on this. There were diggers digging the land of Renachman. They dug the ground and they found the grave of Rachab Yesha. When they were digging, they didn't know who it was. They just found his grave and they disturbed him. Nachman said, we found a full body. Nachabar ben Gavra, and he snorted at us. Nachar means like he was disturbed. He made like a noise that we're chaperoning him. Asvar Malay, so Nachman came to this grave and said, Mani Umar, who are you? Amalei, Ana Acha Bar Yesha, I'm Acha Bar Yesha. Amalei, so then Nachman said to this Acha Bar Yesha, Flava Rav Mari, As the tzaddikim of Afra, didn't Mari say that even the tzaddikim's bodies will decompose, they're going to become like dust in the grave? Amalei umani Mari. So now, Rav Achabesha said, okay, you know, you ask me my name, I'll tell you. But you ask me, you know, deeper questions, who are you? So, umani Mari, who are you? Tlea Danile, I don't know who you are that I should listen to your questions. Amalei vakruksiv. So Rav Nachman said, forget about who I am or who the person I'm quoting is. Vakruksiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that the person will be returned to the earth like it was. That means the body is going to decompose. Why are you not keeping that within that pasuk? Amalei, so this body of Rav Achai, he said to Rav Nachman, if you read Kaelas, you didn't learn Mishle. It says the rotting of the bones is caused by jealousy. Only jealousy causes the body to rot. Without jealousy, the body won't rot. Rav Nachman reached down and felt Rache's body. It was real. It wasn't just a vision. They looked Muslim, the flesh and the bones, everything was real. Amar Leis, Rachel said, Leikim al the Gavid Besa. If your takas are real and your body's not decomposing, go back to your house. You're alive. Amar Leis, so the Rav Achai who was dead, said to Rav Nachman, Gali Adai Tachot Afilin Avi Leikars. Now you're showing me that you don't even know Navi, Yachsiv. You'll know that I am Hashem when I open your graves for Tchias Mesim. Akash Baruch is in charge of Tchias Mesim, not myself. I have no right for Shus to get up and go. Amalei v'chsev kiafer ata v'alta afet Hashem. L'mais, you never answer my pasuk. You bring my eyes for the pasukim. What about the pasuk by returning to the offer? Amalei. So he said back to him, Usha achas kaidu Tchias Mesim. That's one moment for Tchias Mesim. Right before Tchias Mesim, in order to have resurrection of the dead, yeah, we have to decompose. So I'm waiting for then. I can wait till then to decompose. Till then, I don't have to decompose. There's going to be similar stories, but let's suppose over here for Shacharis. We'll pick up Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. We'll finish the Agadah.